See you next time.
Hi, Schomburg.
No, let me do that. Heimlich, Heimlich.
Good subject, try it.
Back
there.
No, 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 feel free.
No, just carry on. Don't let me just
go. Okay, Baruch HaMaboyim 2, a new series, B'Shiat Ma'ashkech B'Simcha, Nachum Dovid 4, hosting a series which I feel it could be something with a beginning of something very great with small oilam over here. But, Mitzvah Hashem. We in Baruch Hashem and Koel have just finished learning Masechet Shabbos, and Baruch Hashem the Ingelite ha moved on, and we want to give the opportunity that we should be able to share our acquisitions with other people. The idea is that we learn Hilchas Shabbos. You don't always see the application to the day-to-day scenario. Sometimes you do. Sometimes things happen on Shabbos, and you're thinking, how did I put together this matzah? What am I supposed to do right now on the spot? So we want to try and find scenarios in Shabbos which happen and try to analyze them. We're not going to paskin them, halacha lemaisa, but to show where the sugya is and to know what area the issues are, right? So the idea eventually will be, b'siyat ha'shmaya, that we'll invite public to send in questions which happen to them on Shabbos, and then we'll try to analyze them here. This week, we have a question, and the story, I'll tell you the story. The story is like this, yeah? Let's take a case of Beresh, who is a caterer. Okay, so Beresh has got... Please feel it. Don't feel...
He wants to stay,
okay. Okay. Beresh is a caterer, right? So he's a Beresh's fine cuisine. Okay, he's just come out of lockdown, so people are starting to make kiddushim again. Okay? And... he's got a big order, one of the biggest orders that he's had recently, and his reputation is going to be on the forefront because there's going to be a lot of high-flying people visiting the Kiddush. He's standing there Friday night, he's surveying everything set up, he's got his party planners and everything, so he's got the tables and he's got everything in the right place. Very easy of people to walk around the hall, that they should be able to get the right things at the right time. The Cholm table over there, Kiddush table over there, the sweet table's there. Walk around this, and he's going to stand in the middle. The chulant, Shmek Gishmak, he needs to go home, but he has to check that everything's good. Comes into the kitchen, and he sees that the chulant looks perfect for Shabbos morning. Problem is, that's Leil Shabbos, it's a Friday night. So he's 12 hours too early. If he leaves this chulant on overnight, there's nothing going to be left tomorrow morning. Okay? So he moves the chulant off the gas. That should be able to be hot, but, and he knows he has to come in tomorrow to put it back on. The mice of the gas are left too high, and he didn't judge it. He hasn't been for a kiddush for a long time, and this is forgot. It actually, overnight, the chulant started to burn away, even if he'd moved it off. And the next morning, 8 o'clock in the morning, let's say, his worker, Mike, whatever, Goy, comes in, and he sees that the chulant... and he understands that the reputation of his employer is at stake, and he needs to do something about this, right? So he knows that there's a hot water thermos or hot water on the blech, but he can't use that hot water because that's needed for the guests. They need to have tea, they need to have whatever it is, right? So he, to save his boss's reputation, no, he takes cold water from the tap, right? And he pours it, he says, this is what we need to do. Now, Beresh, he's running after Shabbos morning routine for Shteis because he knows he needs to get back in to move the chulant back on the gas. So he hurries up. 8:10, he manages to burst into the kitchen just as Mike has finished pouring the cold water. Hey, the Welt wird schwarz. What am I going to do with this chulant now? Okay? Huh? Cold water. Cold uncooked water. Okay? Okay, so... this is the Shaila. Now, this Shaila could happen. I know that somebody told me, we've seen this scenario on the board, and people told me it's Medrash. I know I was in a bar mitzvah or something in Bnei Brak, and I was there with the Mashkiach, and the Mashkiach went to the kitchen, took the chulant, chucked the whole thing out.
I was there in the hotel when that happened.
That
was the same thing.
Mashkiach chucked
it. Friday night, down in the hotel, Mashkiach, I wasn't going to eat there, but it's that sort of place I would eat. Mashkiach came in and he said, I've got to tell you, you must not eat the chulant. The Arab poured cold water in this was on Friday, because he said he saw that it needed the water. He said, "I'm sorry, you can't," which was very brave of him because the hotel was in.
Right. So this is a caterer's, we'll call it a caterer's nightmare. But the thing is, it could happen to any of us at home as well, right? Boshan, we don't have that nisoyin. Pastors, we don't have that nisoyin to pour cold water into a trone. But we're going to come and see what happened. Somebody told me that they had one of their kids salted or flavored the trone on Friday night because they tasted it. So we're getting along. We're going to see as we go along what would be the inyan. So this story has got two sugyas that we need to be examined. Number one, there's the shaila of Bishl, and then there's the shaila of Ma'isa Akum. So in the shaila of Ma'isa Akum, if it would be a Yid who did Bishl, then there'd be different halacha. But Ma'isa Akum is, if a goy does a melacha for me on Shabbos, with me in mind, I cannot have hanor from that halacha until Motzei Shabbos b'chdei she'yase. No Yid can have it Motzei Shabbos b'chdei she'yase. Why? Because Chazal didn't want you to come to Amir La'akum, or it's G'nai le'Shabbos. That's the halacha. So if this guy would have taken a cold water and heated it up directly on the gas on Shabbos, no question, no one's allowed to have hanor. Right? What's the issue over here? The issue is that perhaps it's better because he took the cold water, there was takir at Bishl, but maybe it's bottle. Maybe the water which he pours in is bottle. Where do we come from? Because in Shin Yud Ches Sif Tes, it's got a case taker that if somebody salted his food, his cholent, whatever it is, on Shabbos, even if it was on the gas, Zog the Bis Yosef and the Ramon, you can't do it, you're not allowed to, but if you did do it with the Eved, mutter. Why? Because two things up the mud. There's two issues we need to think. Why should it be mutton, right?
So that's
the first thing is that we're talking about a type of salt which wasn't cooked. The Mephoshim say there's different types of salt. Nowadays salt is cooked. But what happens if we have spices which are not cooked? Yeah? So there's two things we need to examine. What makes it mutton? It's got to be bottled, but there's a problem with it being bottled, right? Because in Yerdeo we know that something which is avida letamo can be bottled, right? So you putting spices into the chon, of salt into the chon, is avida the timer, so it shouldn't be able to be bottled. That's number one. Number two, the halacha of something which is done on Shabbos be'isa, it was cooked be'isa, l'achir malkulponim, it's muta motza Shabbos, right? And we know that there's a halacha in bittul, no, dovo sheyesh lo imatirin. If it's going to become muta later, then I don't allow it to become bottled today. So this salt, with this flavoring, which was added into this tashel on Shabbos, has got two reasons for it not to be bottled. But the Shulchan says it is bottled, right? First reason is because it's avida letaimer. Avida letaimer is not bottled. Second reason is because it's dovah sheyesh lo matir. Aber, this Yosef explains to me that it's different. Because there's a halacha called zeh vozeh goyrim. Right? Mistoma, the amount of flavoring that he put in to this chon on Shabbos was not enough to flavor the whole chon. He realized that his chon was slightly less salty, so he added a bit more salt. So today, the extra salt that he added is working together with the salt, which from yesterday, that's called zeh vozeh goyrim. In a case of zeh vozeh goyrim, that they're working together, we don't say that milsa d'avida l'taimer is not bottled, because there's not enough chashivas in the time that he added in, because it goes together with something else, right? So, milsa d'avida l'taimer is sorted out. Dovah sheyesh lematirin. So, dovah sheyesh lematirin, there's another club. That if the issa was noiled when it was already mixed up, then I don't say dovah sheyesh. When do I say dovah sheyesh lematirin? Let's say I had an issa, a piece of treif, a piece of nevela or something, and it fell into a dover hamuta, right? And for some reason it's going to become muta afterwards, whatever, not nevela, something which is going to become muta afterwards. So then I'd say the issa fell into the heter, that can't become bottle because the issa is going to become muta later. But if it got mixed up before it became osa, the whole issa was noiled betarubas, the whole issa was born after it was already mixed up. So this case, the salt, which he put in on Shabbos, the salt, when you added in, it got completely mixed up straight away. Melted, and it got mixed up. Then it got hot and it became this bashel. So the bishel only arrived, the iser, the bishel on Shabbos only arrived after the salt was mixed up. Clear? Something called noilad b'taruvus. The iser of the salt became a salt which is mevushel on Shabbos only arrived in this tavshel after the tavshel was already mixed. It already became bottled, already became mixed up before it was cooked. Right? So he added salt into this chulent on Shabbos. The salt immediately disintegrated, and after 5 minutes, 3 minutes, it got hot. So it got hot after it was disintegrated. It got hot after it was mixed up. So the whole bishel only arrived in this tavshil after it was mixed up. So the whole bishel only arrived in this whole issa, where the bishel is, where the issa is, and the bishel only arrived after it was already mixed up. Is that clear? Are we clear?
No.
Oh, let's get that salt. And therefore, we don't say that there's a problem of Dovah Sheyesh Lematirin. Dovah Sheyesh Lematirin is only when you have a chaticha of Issa, which itself is going to become mutter afterwards. And then we go about Dovah. This only became Asa after it was mixed up, so there's no problem. So we sorted out timer, we sorted out Dovah Sheyesh Lematirin. Avid the timer because it's Zev Zev Grim, yeah, it's not enough time itself, it has to come out of the salt yesterday, and it's mixed up after the. So now. Shlomo Zalman says we could say the same thing when it comes to water. Right? Now that's what water. What happened to the story of this water that was added to the cholent? The cholent was burning, was starting to burn. So he added in, he realized there was not enough water to keep it going. So he added in more water. Let's say water is similar to flavoring. Hagam water is not flavor. Let's say water, we need the water in order for the cholent to be good, right? That the water needs here to the cholent to be juicy, to get the flavor, to carry the flavor around, right? But at the end of the day, we still got zeh v'zeh goyim, because it's not only the water of today which he's using, it's the water of yesterday as well. There's still a bit of water yesterday left in the shul. If I would leave it to go further, then it would all evaporate and it would start to burn. Now I added more water and I've kept it at the right level.
So what's in the shul today's water?
But it's still not, it's al zeh v'zeh goyim, you could still come along and say this thing that we wouldn't say, that it's not going to become bottled. It can become bottled. If. Can become bottled. But what about Dovah Sheyesh Lematirin? Dovah Sheyesh Lematirin. Yeah, we want to allow him to use the cholent because we want to say that the amount of water that the caterer added into the cholent should become bottled. The goy added into the cholent should become bottled. So we're saying, no, it can't become bottled because Dovah Sheyesh Lematirin. After Shabbos, you can use it. You can't use it on Shabbos. Let it not become bottled. So what did we answer for the salt? It's noilad b'taruvus. How long did it take for this water to heat up before it became cooked?
5 minutes.
5 minutes. Until to get yatsa ledes, but how long does it take for a cup of water? A minute. But until then, right? Maybe within a minute. So you'd have to know. You'd have to realize how quickly this water got hot when he added it in. Huh? Take it was very hot. It was bubbling away. It was boiling away.
It shows how many are hot.
Right.
That would make
so it's a problem.
Hot.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you'd have. So this was we'd have to know. This scientifically would we to know. Yeah. So scientifically we'd need to know. I've given us if the amount of water that he put in there was enough that he could be bottled. I mean, there was more cholent than water.
Yeah.
We can use bittel baroi, we don't think of bittel b'shishim over here. There's more. Then I could say maybe it's bottle and I can use the chon. The issa, what was the issa? The issa is that this water was cooked on Shabbos. This water cooked on Shabbos turns into a dover ha'osu. Now this dover ha'osu got mixed up with the whole chon. If there's more chon than water, then the chon should be mevatel. The heter should be mevatel the issa and I should be able to use it.
But it
can only work, it only become bottle if I don't say it's dover sheyesh lematirin. Dovah Sheyesh Lematirin means this Issa has got a heter on Matzah Shabbos. So Dovah Sheyesh Lematirin prevents bittel. Even if there's more heter than Issa, there's more cholent than water. But I wouldn't allow this water to become bottled to the cholent because I'd say, wait for Matzah Shabbos and eat it at Matzah Shabbos.
What per minute if it takes 30 seconds for it to go up?
Three minutes.
It depends if it got mixed up first. If it was all mixed up before it got cooked, then the Issa only became also while it was mixed up already, then I wouldn't say a problem of Dovah Sheyesh Lematirin. Dovah Sheyesh Lematirin only helps, only prevents bittel if it was also before it got mixed up.
So it
takes quicker and it's...
If it takes, so again, that was just the material, if I take a hefter...
Very
before,
quick.
Before it mixes.
Yeah, so if it became very hot...
Before it mixed.
That's right. If it became very hot before it mixed, then I can't let it be bottled anymore. If it got hot only after it mixed, then it can become bottled, if there's bitter. So that would be one way of looking at this chum, which is very hard to decide. How quickly does it take for
you
the thing to be...
You're pouring a lot of chilled water in a situation like that.
And then what? And then for sure. But then it's bitter lechatchila. And then we have from obsusim and bitter lechatchila. It's only if you do work with the oven. You definitely
hurt. So how can a bottle do it, Brian?
Maybe it would. But the chemical, you pour the whole thing in. You just... Yeah, you have to know the materials. By the salt, you can see it melts. By water, maybe not. By water, it stays here, and then, I don't know. That you have to know the materials how. So that's one aspect, but it's not enough. It could be a mahalach of how to be matted, but it's not enough. You need to know scientifically. Number one, you need to measure that there was roy. Number two, you need to make sure that it remained cool enough that it didn't get cooked before it got mixed up. Okay, that would be one. That's for this one mile. We've got another.
Because of the caterer and it needs the food, Shabbos and.
What the hell? Chazal said, no, Maisa Akum is also Bahano.
Yeah, all the sphakas would have not helped.
No, it wouldn't help. No. No.
What's wouldn't. The problem with Bishlak?
Bishlak is only water. Water is not a problem with Bishlak, so that you're okay. Now, we've got one more aspect to look at. That's called, now listen to this, the Gemara says, what happens if a goy comes and there's a fire burning in a house, and a goy comes and puts out the fire, right? Are you mechuyev to stop him? No. Why? You don't have to stop him. What happens if a goy draws water from a Rishus HaYochid into a Rishus HaRabim and gives it to my animals? Am I allowed to have hanor from that water? The animals, whatever, I'm having a no. A goy lights a light for me. Am I allowed to have a light, hand off from that light? No. Why? What's the difference?
It's just a rabbit.
No, it will be a malacha deraisa. Malacha deraisa. A goy does a malacha deraisa for me. So he's saying that putting out the thing is only lachshen sri chakufa. No. The Rishonim asked the question, how come when a goy comes to put out a fire, I'm not mechuyev to stop him, but when a goy gives
negative.
Me hano, then I'm not allowed to have hano.
That's negative. That's positive.
Here's what? Oh, Mavriachari. Oh, so that was... Tosis Red, is it the pen? If the Hano is a preventative Hano, then it looks as if I'm doing it myself. If the Hano is a positive Hano, so when he's doing something for me, and it's a positive Hano, I'm getting direct Hano from it, Hano as a goof, I'm not allowed. If he's putting out a fire, he's just saving my items. I'm not getting positive Hano from the putting out the fire. My Hano is only that the items didn't get burnt. That's mut. Let's think, what's this chulm? When he adds water into the chulm, is he actually giving preventative or is this direct or no? What would you say?
Preventing from burning more.
It's positive, it's saving the chulm.
Preventing it from going more wrong. Now let's delete it.
So it's a positive.
Preventing it.
Well,
preventing it from going worse.
Okay, so let's... We could argue, so we'd have to work.
Face boss should be a good job.
Hey,
the question is, but now... It's okay to eat still, but 4 hours when they're ready to eat it.
So look at that. If the maisa, the volume of the cholent is still the same, it is more now. So that's for sure. The water that I'm getting direct ano from the actual more water that the water's become more cholenty and whatever it is. So I'm having ano direct ano. Lu yitzuya, the volume of the cholent is exactly the same as it was on Friday night, as when it was good. So the malach of the goy hasn't affected anything really. It just prevented it from burning. So what would you say? So there's two things. Number one, it's different than the fire. Because the fire, the things which are left, not burnt, nothing ever happened to them. The goy, nothing ever happened to them. But here, the cholent that I'm eating is actually the thing which the goy touched. So I can't really compare them. The other thing is, what would be if a goy, if I've got a light burning in my house, and a goy, a candle, and a goy adds more oil? So the halacha is that even if he adds more oil, as long as it hasn't reached the, it's still got the light that I would have had originally, I can still use it, right? As long as it hasn't reached the oil, the goy's oil. So why don't I say that, let my cigarette, all the water's evaporated, And all I'm getting is the chulun, which I had on Friday night. If it's gone back to its original volume, all the water's evaporated. But I still can't compare it, because Lemaisa, if you wouldn't have added water, it would have had no chulun at all. By the candle, if you wouldn't have, you would have still had it here, you stopped it actually physically burning. So Lemaisa, you are getting a direct hanon. The Choyra, he will not be able to use the chulun, because it's mamash maisa akum. It's a bishul of maisa akum, he won't be able to use it. There is if a person finds his own chulun burning on Shabbos, and it's on the blech, then there is a mahalach what he should do. It's a mafush and shulchan orchav. You can do hot water, and he has to do it in a way that it doesn't.
Yeah.
Oh, but in this case, this is something that was nisoira from the halachim. So, Mitzvah Hashem, next week there'll be, I think on Wednesday night, will be another scenario.
Yeah.
And the oira.